You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Concerns are rising over violent crime in Milwaukee, with state legislators urging Mayor Cavalier Johnson to take stronger action. In a letter, 20 GOP state reps are calling for more police officers on city streets and a quick solution to a contract dispute between the city and police union. Lawmakers say the spike in reckless driving, homicides, and downtown violence needs immediate attention, and they warn that simply moving officers around isn't enough. The mayor's office says overall crime is down, with decreases in everything except homicides. A Milwaukee police chase ended in a fatality last night when the 17-year-old driver crashed into a tree. It happened on West Hampton, and the car caught fire, killing the driver at the scene. Police say the teen, wanted for a felony, was driving recklessly and refused to stop before the chase. Two others, including a police officer, were hurt and taken to the hospital. On the same day, a U.S. Army sergeant shot five soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia. One person was shot and killed at Naval Station Great Lakes. A man died yesterday afternoon after being shot at the Navy base just south of the state line in Lake County. Emergency crews found the victim unresponsive at the Naval base's firing range building. The Lake and McHenry Scanner website reports the medical examiner was called to the Naval base yesterday afternoon. The incident is under investigation by NCIS. The victim's identity has not been released. Officials say it was not an active shooter situation. Just over half of kindergartners in MPS were vaccinated for measles last year, far below the state average. Officials say vaccine hesitancy and issues like getting to appointments contribute to the low rate. With measles cases confirmed up north, health officials stress how fast the disease can spread in schools. The Milwaukee Health Department is offering free MMR shots at city clinics. No charges will be filed in the school bus crash that took the life of a 5-year-old in Sussex earlier this year. Finn Katona was struck while switching to a shuttle bus outside Silver Spring Intermediate School. The Hamilton School District has adjusted bus routes for younger students as a safety measure. The big corporate spending in southeastern Wisconsin continues. Earlier this week, Eli Lilly's $4 billion effort in Kenosha County was in the news. Now, Milwaukee-based Rockwell Automation has announced a $2 billion plan to upgrade its American sites. Those improvements would include facilities around here. The investment covers upgrades, smarter digital tools, and training. Details on the Rockwell projects in Wisconsin will be announced later this year. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out to Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a 3-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, 6-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got 4 homers in the last 5 games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys have been an all-star or whatever. That's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still on the air, and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad, though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount+. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called Wolf Hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involve shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their roles as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that. For good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and storms and a low of 72. Friday, partly sunny, 86. Again, a slight chance of a storm. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s.
It's 73 at our studios.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.